has to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial star nine as if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Would you please join me now in the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item two on today's afternoon agenda is comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? Please state your first and last name for the record. Have anyone on the phone?
We do not.
Okay, do we have anyone in the audience who wishes to speak? If not, okay. Moving on, hearing no comments indicated, we'll move on to item three, the consent agenda, which includes approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of January 10th, 2023, the bid awards, professional services contracts and amendments, consideration C, consideration of certification and ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners on the consent agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay. Then I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye. All opposed, no.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item four on today's agenda is a public hearing in action. Part A is the first quarter 2023 surplus disposition supplemental. Call for a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on Exhibit B of the first quarter 2023 surplus disposition supplemental be declared surplus and be sold for high bid or disposed of according to the policy in the first quarter 2023.
Do we have a motion to approve?
I move approval.
I'll now convene a public hearing. HUD Allworth is available to answer any questions. Are there any comments from the public regarding the surplus property?
There are none.
Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
I have none.
There being none, I'll close the public hearing and call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye. All opposed, no.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to Part B, consideration of a resolution amending the district's water service rates and charges for single-family, multiple-family, and commercial industrial customers for water utility service. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
I'll now convene a public hearing. Christina Arndt is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Christina, does anyone need or want representation again?
Oh, we've done this multiple times. I don't need any more information.
I don't need
this. Okay. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There are none.
Any questions or comments from the commissioners? In that case, I'll close the public hearing and call for the vote. All in favor say aye, all opposed no.
Aye.
Aye.
Part five is the CEO General Manager's Report. Are there any reports, Mr.?
Yes. I have a couple items to share with commissioners. First, customers continue to express heartfelt gratitude when they learn they were eligible to receive benefits from the arrearage funding grant. Each conversation is so uplifting, many citing their understanding that this is a federal grant stewarded by the PUD, but they express sincere appreciation for their PUD. Caring about our community and the people in it who are struggling, expressing that they are thankful that these funds became a reality for them because of their PUD cared enough to fight for them. Give you one example. One gentleman came in with his son pretty beaten down. When he learned of the grant, he shared that he had been keeping food warm in a crock pot for what he thought would be imminent disconnection, and he wanted them to have something warm to eat. He left our office encouraged and relieved that there was a path forward for him and his family. A couple other comments from our CSRs who are on the front lines. The station next to me assisted a customer whose wife was undergoing cancer treatments and they were really behind. When the CSR told him about the grant, he teared up and was grateful and thankful. Overhearing this brought tears to my eyes too. I told my co-worker that I didn't know working the front line that day, and it would make me cry. Another one was I had about three customers in one day that I was able to share the good news with. They can't describe what a wonderful feeling it is to tell them about the grant that was applied to their accounts. It made a difference for them, and I felt great telling them about it. I wanted to share that we had our safety breakfast on last Wednesday, and we held our annual safety breakfast. It was an excellent event attended by our safety chairs and safety leadership across the district. The safety team rolled out our new safety program titled We Power Safety, and we'll kick off district-wide training this year. We also are standing up a new cross-functional vehicle accident review committee that will take a look at all vehicle accidents and determine if they are preventable. They will also be looking at the driver's records, vehicle accident records, that is, and prescribing an appropriate level of driver training. We will be bringing a safety update to the commission in the first quarter of this year, but just a bit of a teaser. We continue to reduce the number of and severity of our personal injuries, which is excellent. But we had way too many vehicle accidents last year, and we're not off to a good start, which is why, in part, the accident review committee has been stood up, and we're taking some significant steps forward to try to do some things differently to bend that curve on the trend line for accidents. A couple other items. Kim Johnston, Brenda White, and I attended Congressman Larson's open house last week. Had a nice opportunity to congratulate Congressman Larson on being selected as the ranking member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Also wanted to mention that I will be attending the WEI board meeting this weekend and then have the LPPC CEO meeting the following weekend. One other piece of information I wanted to share, that APPA CEO Joey Ditto has formally resigned, and the APPA will begin a search for a new CEO. And lastly, the commissioner is aware of this. There's all kinds of activity and meetings going on around the post-2028 BPA contracts, and staff will be coming to provide an update to the board in the next month or so on just the current activity. And that's all I have. Let me entertain any questions.
I have no questions. Appreciate the report. Do you have any questions?
No.
Mr. Olson,
I have a question and a comment. Boy, it's so wonderful to hear about those grants and those stories.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine that people just get to a place where they get hopeless and get a little bit of hope. That's amazing.
And this is just a sampling. It's incredible the number of stories that we're here.
I have a question about the the accident review committee. But so once we reviewed an accident, we've got to the root cause and stuff, does that, those learnings get shared out with all of our drivers in the district, or how does that?
They do, but that's actually a process, a communication process, and we have opportunities to improve meeting, determining preventability and communicating the behaviors and or the learnings from those accidents. Just, you've done a much better job on the injury side. We have opportunities to do that on the vehicle accident side.
So you're going to focus on driving issues and how to improve driving?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I think the commissioner should be included.
Well, you know, for most of the folks at the PUD, it is the most hazardous thing that we do. I mean, you have field folks that obviously have high hazard jobs, but vehicle driving, especially in today's age with cell phones and other distractions, we need to be top of mind and cut in with operating vehicle.
Thank you, John. We'll move on now to part six, commission business. And the first part, A, is commission reports. Are there any reports, commissioners?
Any reports?
I have none other than typical meetings that we're involved in.
Right, yeah, just routine things. So part B is our commissioner event calendar. Are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar?
February 10th, I'm meeting with some Lake Zedens Cub Scouts. I don't know if that made it in there or not.
See.
It's the third time. I don't know how they found me, but they did. They get three badges by talking to me.
Really?
Yeah, so that must be the, that might be the motivation.
You must be really important.
No.
That's great. I remember that.
Well, I will just offer that if, I mean, I'm also happy to be on the speaker list. I've spoken to high school groups, and they always talk a lot about job opportunities. So if whoever is in charge of the volunteer speakers list, I'd like to included on that, because I really like to go out and talk to students of all ages. Coming up on the 25th and 26th, we will have new employee orientation meetings, and the Commissioner Olson, you're attending one on the 25th, and I'll be attending the one on the 26th. And is there anything more about our events calendar?
I don't have any.
Melissa, do you have anything to add to the events calendar?
I do not.
Okay, thank you. Okay, part C under commission business is consideration of a resolution amending the terms and conditions of John A. Harlow's employment as CEO/general manager of the district. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? Any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
I have none.
And I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye. All opposed, no.
Aye.
The resolution is approved. Next, we are going to be talking about planning for a board retreat. Because of COVID and other factors, we have not met as a group since 2019, April of 2019, soon after I came on the board. And we feel that we need to go over some of our policies and other matters. And so I will open the discussion to ask you on what thoughts you have about, commissioners, what thoughts you have about the retreat. We agreed last time that I will be working with our commission director, Melissa, on the planning for that. And I know I've had some thoughts about it, and I presume that you may have too. I'll just kind of open it.
Perhaps you could share, then I can get a feel for kind of the scope of what we're looking at.
One thing that has not been dealt with since, I think, the year 2000 is developing a policy on board owner, which is the public board owner relations. And we have something in our board policies, but it's really not approved as a policy. It's just a recommendation. And I would enjoy discussing with both of you the things that we might be doing, might want to do, things we shouldn't be doing in accord with our policies. And so I'd like to include that in our retreat. And I've been looking at some other PUDs and their policies. And I think that we just really need to get together and have a legal meeting. We really can't talk to each other outside of a public meeting. And so a retreat would be very welcome. So I look forward to your comments, your suggestions.
You know, I don't have any policies that I have a burning desire to see changed. I think there's maybe some housekeeping things. So I think it'd be worth the clerk staff and John to see if there's any things that need to be done. There are just some little procedural things about how we do our meetings that I'd like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing, I don't have any big thing. I guess I'm not thinking since we went word by word on our policies last time. We need to do that again, but I do agree that we need to resolve this board on the language.
Okay.
Thanks.
What are your thoughts, Commissioner Olson?
Well, I first, I don't know if I've mentioned this a thousand times over the years. I first would be more comfortable in defining up front the purpose so that we can come to an agreement on what our focus is going to be. And if we can't come to an agreement on that, I feel that we'll be talking past one another in a retreat. And the reason I'm saying that is tweaking, I'm hearing that, but I'm also sensing that you've done some study and looking at other PUDs policies. And so that takes me to, are we considering a more deep dive into our policies? I don't know. I mean, there's one end of it, and then what I'm hearing from you is another end. And I personally believe that we need to come to some collective commitment to what we're going to be doing. And then based upon that, I think the how-to, that will drive the how-to of what we need to do. Do we need to manage it ourselves? If it's tweaking, use internal staff. If it's beyond tweaking, do we want to look for external assistance in facilitating? So my number one is, rather than saying what I do or don't want, I want us to come to a common understanding of what our expectations are from this and a commitment that we identify, let's see what kind of say, that we have a structure that identifies what we're trying to solve by whatever we're proposing. And then some kind of a filter that it goes through that we assess if the changes that we would like to make bring value to the customer, bring more value to the board and to the employees and the company. And in the past, we haven't really had any standard measurement other than that's what I'd like to do, or me bulldog in a china shop. I can be very assertive, and so that doesn't work either. So I hope I'm clear about what.
Yeah, I think we definitely want to agree that we're going to have a structure. Yeah, and I think that we need to review, we need to do kind of a board assessment, self-assessment is how we're following our policies, because I was looking through the policies and there's some that for sure we're not doing, and that is that we, along with many other PUDs, that we do routine kind of check-ins to see how One that came from SMUG, which is Sacramento, which I think we don't have this exactly, but the board president shall ensure that the board's agendas meet the goals of the annual work plan. Well, we don't really have a board work plan, but we have our calendar, our event calendar, and we have our meetings. But maybe we should specify what is our annual work plan? And also, we're supposed to be kind of evaluating our performance as a board, and we don't do that. I think that one of the goals that I would like is that we have a chance to discuss some of the policies and how you interpret them and how I interpret them, and just have that conversation. We don't really have an opportunity to have conversations among ourselves, and I think those are beneficial. It can be a very lonely job if you don't get to talk to your colleagues. And I don't think that if we want to be following what the DEI program, that we all feel valued and welcomed in this PUD, that includes all of us. All of us. And so if we don't really know each other, it's hard to feel valued or welcomed. So I'd like to just have a discussion about, we're not part of the DEI program, but I think the principles apply to us as well as student employees. So, I just think it's time for us to meet. We haven't met for 4 years, almost 4 years. Yes?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of what Commissioner Olson asked about specifics, and I'm not really clear what the specifics are. So we talked about policies in depth 4 years ago and talked about policies. And this is an example. At that time, I was president, and I sent some materials out ahead of time on things I wanted to talk about. So I'm wondering if you can sort of develop a list of the parts of our policies we had concerns over, as opposed to just reopening the whole, all the policies. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Is that what you want to? Do you want a list of all the specific policies that we might want to discuss, or? I can do that.
I can certainly do that, but still that's not giving me any framework. What am I gonna do with it? Other than discuss it. And perhaps I'm not being clear. Why are we doing this? What benefit is it going to, how do we determine stuff that we want to talk about? How do we determine if it actually brings value? How do we make an informed assessment of the pros and cons of what's today or what wants to change? We can't. I mean, I think our outreach needs to be beyond the board. And I'm not quite sure how that would work. I guess mine is, this is an upfront work.
Okay.
Commitment, clear identification of what we want to accomplish, other than just saying we want to update our policies. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think updating or assessing our policies and how we're applying them is important to do. It's really in our policies that we're supposed to be doing that. We don't do that. We don't know.
But assessing from what framework, Commissioner? We bring different things to the table. And if we can't agree upon what our job is, what we need to agree upon first, what is our job? And I think a lot of that influences the discussions that we had at our retreat, 4 years ago? And that was never clarified. There was no common. And I guess that's what my concern is in going into it again, in terms of a common understanding of what our jobs is, and then discussing areas where we believe change will bring value. And without that base, I struggle.
Are you saying you really don't feel the need to have a conversation with the other commissioners?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I guess I'm not clear.
So let me throw out one thought or suggestion. And Melissa and Sean, you keep me in check here and make sure this is an appropriate process. But if each of the commissioners could send to Melissa what items that you would like to cover, and we can try to boil that down and then kick that back out to all of you. You look at it, you know, edit, red line, and we'll just try to use that process to try to scope out what you all think is the expectations and the purpose of the meeting, of the retreat, and then what you want to accomplish. And then maybe from there, we can also then determine whether it would be worthwhile or valuable to bring in an external facilitator, if there's going to be some of the things that may take some extra help to go through the board policies or whatever that may look like. I will say to the board owner linkage, when you had mentioned that, you know, it took me back. I know we did a lot of work on that, but it's been, that's pre-pandemic, so in some ways it feels like that was in the late 70s when we did that work. So maybe even work on our side to revamp where we, the work that we did at a high level and where we landed. So we're taking it from there, not going backwards to kind of reinvent what a lot of the conversations and discussions that we already had. Because we did engage, you know, as a team to try to get that board owner linkage at least to a point where everybody was satisfied for the short term. And I think we made a commitment to say, hey, we need to revisit that. So I just don't want us to go backwards and have to go through all that work. Let's take it from where we got it in the past. So that would be part of the work that we would do to refresh you all on where we landed, and then the other items that you would see you think would be beneficial to include. So it's really just an electronic means to try to get you all to a common place on what the purpose would be, what the expectations are, what you want to solve, and then the determination that you can make on whether you want a facilitator involved.
That sounds good to me. I would be interested in seeing what came out of that work that you're referring to regarding board owner linkage. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing anything that was really presented to us.
Kim was the gave us a presentation, actually.
Yeah. It's been a while though, so I'm with you. I don't have clear memory either, Commissioner Wolf, on where we landed, but we did some work, and I know we presented back to the board, or Melissa and Kim, I believe, presented back to the board. But again, I think it's absolutely worth teeing up again, because I know we didn't land exactly where we wanted to. We said there's some more work to do, but yeah.
Yeah, I think we need more clarity on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, I'm all about structure and being organized and knowing where we're going. Having a goal for the retreat, but I think it's not an improper goal to actually have a goal of sharing ideas about the policies and how they seem to me and where we could maybe improve them or implement them better. For instance, the evaluation of the board should be routine. Should be doing that routinely.
And I agree with you. And
we don't do it.
Previous boards shied away from that big time.
And this board has too. And 4 years has gone quickly for me, and I was brand new when we had that retreat. And yes, you sent some notes out, and I did read them. But you know, I didn't have the lived experience at that time. Policies are part of their experiences. I mean, you have to experience those in order to question things or ask, why is this or why is that? And so I would not have a long list, but I would have a list of things that I would like to revisit and discuss. I'd be very happy to make a list of the things that I think are high priorities for me, at least, and for the board, that I think should be priorities for the board. So, would we agree to do that? I thought that's kind of what we were going to be bringing today, but I guess we didn't make it clear enough, so.
And it's probably hard to try to do it through conversation without having something.
Yeah, and actually I hadn't picked up on that, and I do apologize. I'm not prepared to discuss specific areas. Not the same mind, but like as you do. I think one of my filters is the environment 20 years ago versus the environment today, and there may be some holes. Not changing the basic structure, but there may be these holes in that with regard to safety. I mean, a stronger emphasis in certain areas, and I think the board's policies are silent on some of those.
Yeah, and sometime between now and February, what, 7th is it? Mm-hmm. Maybe we should, I still have my little notebook. And we could go back and revisit see what some of the other PUDs do in some areas. Some are not, I think, very relevant, where they have a president and the chair of the board. I would be called the chair, not the president. There's a president, there's a chair, and there's a CEO, general manager. And so that really doesn't apply to us, I think. That was, I think, Omaha, Nebraska, or somewhere. Anyway, I would work with Melissa on that, and whatever you can recall or have on record from the work that was done on the board on your link, I would be very interested in reading or reading again. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah, there's one aspect, Mr. Olson said it, as compared to what you just talked about, I think we need to have a problem statement. So if we're going to talk about a policy, what are we trying to fix?
What are we trying to fix?
Yeah, so other PUDs, things they may have or other publics may have may or may not be anything to a problem we're trying to fix. So I think if we start in that sort of non-positional, I'm concerned about this, how this policy works, I think that's a better way for us to approach a conversation and to agree ahead of time on what we're going to talk about. So I guess that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. So what you're saying is, I think I'm very saying that you would like to see a solutions-oriented statement about how to fix things.
I have a problem with this policy because it limits blank, something very general about what's missing from our policies or what's wrong, and have a conversation. Not, I looked at five publics and they have a policy on this, this, and this. Unless that's fixing a problem that you think we have, or one of the things we have, I think we ought to understand what our questions are or what the problem is, our concern.
Yeah.
Maybe well, problems too strong.
I'm thinking about the principle of continuous improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it applies to the board, or should.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's why I would like to have a retreat. I'd like for us to improve in some areas, and if I have to nail them down right now, I've just mentioned a few things that I think we need to look at any policies that any of us have concerns about or questions about. We also really need to nail down our board owner linkage, owner being the customers primarily, of all kinds, big, large, small, whatever.
With some common filter or value.
I think continuous improvement would be one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I think that can come from if you identify the problem that you're trying to solve, and not overall, but each specific. If somebody tees up a section in a policy that says, hey, I have some concerns, that's the problem that we need to solve.
Mm-hmm.
if we say, hey, there's best practices are, you know, this, have the conversation around, do we adopt that best practice, or do we think about how that should change or tweak the policies and practices that we have? So I think if we can get all that input from each of you individually, we can meld that together, put it back out, and then let you all kind of refine that to where you get comfortable that you have a clear, one, it's a value proposition around the overall retreat, and you have clear expectations of what you're trying to fix, what you're trying to solve, and we can figure out the right process to make that happen.
I think that's a really good contribution, John. Thank you.
Again, our input then needs to go through, I believe, a filter of, is there value in it?
Mm-hmm.
And we need, if I'm proposing something, I need to be able to articulate to my fellow commissioners the value that I see, because there's pros and cons to everything. But if I can't articulate it, and I say, well, I just think that's right, then that doesn't merit discussion from my perspective.
Yeah, what I would envision to try to get to that point is, again, once we've worked through this iterative process electronically, and we have what we think may be the final straw man or draft for what that retreat would be, then you have that discussion and all get agreement in you know, subsequent public meeting. To say, we all got clear line of sight of what we're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to solve, again, kind of value of having a retreat.
On many occasions, I recall that we all agreed that we needed a retreat, but we said, oh, but we should meet in person. We can't meet now because we have COVID. So we put it off several times. And so it seems to me that it's time to do that.
I actually am very supportive of that. It's time to get it done. And I'm thinking, oh, you're working with director on putting this thing together. But you know, Sean, the last one we had in 1902, she brought to us an outstanding overview of permit laws. And do you remember that?
Oh, very clearly.
That, I'm just saying, as you're planning it, you might want to consider having her do an encore, because I felt that brought some shape to it. And it was done at the beginning before we, and I really felt it was of great value.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing it in the pot, not my decision, it's the full board's decision.
So back on the board owner linkage, it seemed like we were due staff coming back to us with a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
That document we have that I objected to be put on the website, probably written more perfectly, MOS 5.0. It's not even word. We can't even really start with that.
Well, it's actually out of one of the instruction manuals,
yes,
word for word. It was never written for Snohomish.
Yeah.
It's taken copy paste out of one of the instruction manuals.
Yeah, I lost that book, but I still object to that document just because it's not a policy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not. So it'd be nice if we're going to talk about that at a retreat to have a draft. Something
which
to
document,
talk about.
Which document?
The board of linkage plan.
Yeah, I think that would be good. I know that work was done, but I don't know that we saw it. So,
just to clarify,
yes,
that each commissioner will send in items that they would like to address at a retreat to Melissa. We will work through that and then put a straw man agenda together, which would then be brought back to a commission in an open meeting. Make adjustments to that, and then we finalize the agenda.
Okay.
There. But we just want to make sure that we're not having any sideboard discussions.
Yeah, I think what would be helpful if Melissa could do it for us is to send us all the same kind of a reminder of what we talked about today and what we want to do, what we want to achieve.
Okay.
And that would just help us, you know, have a path.
So as a refresher, the board owner leakage was discussed on November 16th, 2021. And I did the presentation, which it feels like a lifetime ago, so I don't even remember. But it was, the board did agree that the next steps would be an in-person workshop at a future date. And I think with COVID, and we really just recently came back, and so that was the outcome.
God's dead to rights.
Thank you for having good records on that. Okay.
And I will be happy to bring once an agenda, if we have a date, I'm happy to bring an encore to the presentation and whatever.
I just thought it really great.
That's great. Happy to do that.
Statutes, our core responsibilities, and kind of get to off from that. Do you think we need, this is to the other commissioners, do you think we need an annual work plan? Or kind of an overview work plan?
Well, I don't know what that would, let's talk about it at the retreat.
At the retreat.
Because I think, I'm not quite sure what that would be. So I don't want to belabor it now, because the way, I'm not quite sure how, what that would be.
Well, I would give an example, just that quickly comes to mind, is if you have an, a work plan going into a year that says, hey, we want to review these policies, we want to review the board owner linkage, this is the body of work that we want to do outside of the normal meetings and normal commission work. This is what we want to take on for continuous improvement or best practices or things that we know we've identified as gaps or areas of opportunities. This is what we're going to work on. That's the first thing that kind of comes to mind. The extracurricular stuff, so to speak, that, that the board would want to chart out a plan and to accomplish in the year.
That would be too complicated probably to put into a whole year to all the extra things, but I would like to, let's see, I had a thought and kind of moved out. It will come back to me, I'm sure. I was thinking of something that we might want to include, but I think it'll come back.
The one thing that it would do, is if you have that work plan that you've all agreed on, hold you accountable to make sure that you do that. Right? We talked about, of course, we're coming out of COVID, so things were chaos and pretty scrambled up. But we talked often about different things that we wanted to accomplish. Mm-hmm. We put it in, into a work plan that's visible, and we say, hey, we want to have this done by, you know, first quarter, this done by second quarter. It at least has, you have a tool and a process by
which you can
hold yourself to.
Right, it's very helpful. So if I think of whatever it was, it was a burning idea, I'll give it to Melissa.
So just, go ahead.
I was just gonna ask, do you want to set a deadline of when to get those items to me? Are we coming back at the next meeting with some information? No. Because I just need to make sure what the goal is.
Here's what I would frame out, is you send an initial email and include Sean and myself to the board, framing out this conversation and the next steps for each of you individually to send your thoughts on issues, problems, things that you want.
That's a technical problem, everybody ignore it.
address in the workshop.
Okay. I like it. And so do we have a target date to get those back to you, or should we set one?
How about I get the email out to you first and I'll pick a date?
Okay.
Depending on when I can get that out.
Okay, so maybe a few days before the next meeting. Okay. Thank you. Thank you all. Like, does anyone have anything else to add to the discussion about the board retreat? Okay. Now, moving on to the governance planning, are there any changes to the governance planning calendar? I think there was one meeting, my iPad's gone dark, but there was one meeting that I wanted to attend, that my name wasn't on it, but I could come, I think I could reach out to you, Allison.
For sure, and I think that would have been on the event calendar.
Yeah, this is the planning, governor's planning calendar.
See, that's.
Just send me an email.
Okay, okay.
I had a question. We have a Camino Island Seaside Smarties presentation, February 21st. Curious.
We know like a Cub Scout group maybe, something like a STEM.
Oh, interesting.
What was it?
It's February 21st, Camino Island Seaside Smarties presentation.
That's what they're called.
Okay. Is there anything, we should also do that, anything?
I have nothing.
Anything else, Mr. Commissioner? Is there any further business to come before the board? No, there being none. Well, it is now, it's now 2:17. And the board will recess into an executive session to discuss the performance of a public employee, part two. We started that this morning under the terms set forth in the Open Public Meetings Act. It is anticipated that the executive session will last approximately 30 minutes and we'll conclude at, what's 30 plus 18?
2:48.
2:48 p.m. The regular meeting will adjourn upon the conclusion of the executive session. Okay, so we are adjourned as far as the public.